Praised be Jesus and Mary. We see here in this gospel passage we just heard, the theme, as it were, of tossing about, being tossed about here in the waves of the sea, in the Lake of Galilee, in the Sea of Galilee. We see turbulence, and we see much fear. And then our Lord comes, and actually first, Peter calls out and says, "Lord, if it is you, really you come." Because our Lord tries to calm and say, "Look, it's only I." They're not seeing a ghost, they're seeing our Lord. And Peter calls, "And tell me to come." And our Lord says, "Come." And Peter goes. Now it's still in a turbulent sea, to turbulent waters. He's walking on the waters. And the boat is being tossed about still. And then comes Peter's doubt, and he begins to fall, begins to sink. And our Lord catches him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" The ship represents the church. All of the people who are being tossed about in the turbulence of, well, throughout the centuries, the heresies, the persecutions, etc., which is still a reality today, very much so. And Christ is coming to us and telling us the same thing. "Fear not, it is I." So then the question is, do we reach out with true faith, a solid faith? Or do we doubt and fall into all of the turbulence? If we reach out with a solid faith, what happens? Our Lord is there for us. And we persevere. We make it through. And our Lord is there then to calm the sea. If we doubt, what happens? We fall into that turbulence. Then how we... how difficult we're going to find it to persevere. We must reach out with faith, and we must never be afraid. On the day we celebrate the memorial of Saint John Vianney, who, by the way, is the patron of parish priests, who is one who reached out with that faith amidst severe turbulence, actually. Going back to his formation in the seminary, in those days, of course, all of the instruction was in Latin, and you had to be able to take your exams in Latin. Believe it or not, St. John was not able to handle the Latin very well. So it was very difficult for him to handle the exams. But encouraged by his spiritual director and continuing on, he carried on. They allowed him to take the exams in his native French. And he was ordained to the priesthood. And initially, for some time, he was a sixth simplex priest. He did not have the faculties. He could not hear confessions or preach the homilies. So he was given to assist at a priest in a parish somewhere. And then finally, given his faculties and sent out to a parish way out in the middle of nowhere, little small parish, small town called Ars, where there was no faith left. The people were given into marauding and dancing and everything else, but they were not paying attention to their faith at all. But St. John, undaunted, and by the way, he was a secular Franciscan as well, undaunted, turned the parish around completely. Above all, by severe fasting and penance. And secondly, being available to hear confessions and to administer the sacraments and much deep prayer. He was also very much tormented by Satan, who would rattle his shutters and windows and throw him around to that in nights. He would laugh it off, actually. He said, "Oh, it's only the grappin." That's what he called the Satan, the grappin. He would not let himself be bothered, and he carried on. He also preached rather severely, but it was strong enough to bring the whole town around, and they brought them all to the practice of their faith, not only there in the town, but well beyond as well. And to the point, it reached the point where St. John would spend as much as 18 hours every day in the confessional. But he carried on and converted a town back to the faith. And as I said, well beyond, people came from miles, from all over, to come to him for direction and for confession. To the point he was actually finally, at the age of 74, he heard confessions one day and he was so weak he had to be carried from, he couldn't walk anymore. And he died a short time later. But he carried on undaunted. He did not have that fear. And he had a deep faith. And that's what brought him along. And was able to carry on with such deep penance as well throughout all his life. His meals were a few small boiled potatoes. That was his meal, which he ate once a day, around about midday, as I recall. And the rest of the time he was ministering and hearing confessions, basically. So he lived a very active life, but a very severely penitential life as well, but all for the glory of God, to bring souls back to God. And many souls they were, many souls. We see here, again, that deep, deep faith that carried him on amidst much turbulence, much persecution. He had much to suffer throughout his career. But he carried on undaunted, always following God's will in everything. And finally, achieving great sainthood. And I repeat, he is the patron of parish priests. Let us pray to him for his intercession, for that same deep faith that will lead us to carry on undaunted, without fear, even amidst much turbulence, recognizing always that Jesus is calling to us. He is there. Be not afraid. It is I. Praise be Jesus and Mary.